Wakey, wakey, my darling. Oh, there's no need to struggle, baby. Those restraints aren't going anywhere, and you're only going to tire yourself out again. Like you did yesterday. You know, I thought everything would go perfectly. Now, I know that sounds really overconfident of me, seeing as I don't exactly have much experience with the whole kidnapping thing, but I did spend ages planning how to get you here. I can't lie. It was pretty fun, since looking at you happens to be one of my favourite things to do anyway. The timing was great. The sedatives kicked in the exact moment you always go out to throw out the trash every week. And nobody saw me as I swept you away like a guardian angel. Not that they would dare do anything about it. And I tucked you in, and you looked so adorable as you slept. As you always do, of course. But then, when you woke up, you weren't nearly as happy as I thought you would be. In fact, you said some really mean things to me. Have I ever told you how much better your voice sounds when you aren't swearing at me or calling for help? In fact, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Oh, don't worry. I could never be mad at you, my love. I understand that you'd be surprised, suddenly waking up somewhere entirely different. You'll get used to it in time. But I do hope you understand. I had to make sure you didn't have the energy to do that again. And besides, just think of the restraints and that sleepy feeling as an excuse to chat with me. Silver linings, am I right? However, I will admit your reaction has messed things up a little bit. I had to take care of a lot more cleanup today all on my own. The things we do for love, eh? It was hard work, but there isn't anything I wouldn't do to keep you safe. On a brighter note, though, at least none of those nosy people back in your neighbourhood can take you away from me now. Hurt them? Oh no, sweetheart. I'd never do that. That'd end up getting way too messy. And it would waste so much time and effort that I could be spending with you instead. Well, some of them needed a bit of persuasion to focus on themselves. A bit of cheerful support from me, as I told them all about the journeys you'll be making around the world. That isn't actually a lie, though. You've had quite the trip already, and I'd love to travel the world with you at some point. Anyway, all distractions are out of the picture. It's not like they'll even remember you in a week or two. They could never care about you like I do. I really do love you. You know that? More than anything. From the second I first saw you, it was love at first sight. I just had to get more. And can you blame me? You're perfect in every way. You're so sweet and sexy. And every time I see you, my heart just flutters. And now that you're right here with me for the first time, now that you know how I feel, I just feel so giddy. You make me the happiest woman alive. It's like a dream come true. Getting the chance to look at your beautiful face up close as much as I want. And those pretty lips of yours. What? Darling, just let me kiss you. Hey. Stop. Crazy's a strong word. You're still afraid of me, aren't you? How could I let you go? I can't lose you. I won't. I know you love me too. There's no reason to be this difficult. It's okay. It's not your fault. You're just a little confused, that's all. I'm sorry, my love. I really am. I didn't want to have to do this. I swear it was a last resort. But there's something else I was doing while I was making preparations. I'll be honest with you, it wasn't part of the initial plans, but there was this book that just called to me one day while I went along with you to the library. Brainwashing for Dummies. A few guides and a few YouTube binges later. And you know what? I think I kind of got the hang of it. So, if you aren't able to realise how much you love me yet, I'll have to help you along a little bit. And then we can finally be together. I told you already. There's nothing I wouldn't do for us. I can't help it. I love you too much. Now, would you do me a favour and look into my eyes? There's no need to be scared. It's not like it will hurt. With the dose I gave you, it's not like you have the power to try squirming out of your restraints. So it'll be a lot faster if you just let me. Okay, fine. Be like that then. Close your eyes if you want. You can't really cover your ears though, can you? I know you're trying your hardest not to listen to my voice. And that's okay. You don't have to pay attention to the words I'm saying. I don't mind. But you can't help but notice how overwhelmingly tired your body feels. After all that movement, and with those chemicals flowing through you, it's just all so exhausting. You feel so sleepy. And the more you pay attention to this feeling, the sleepier you feel. God, it's so draining just thinking about it, isn't it? I bet you're so desperately in need of a nice, relaxing bit of comfort. Something to distract you from the fatigue in your body. And doesn't it feel comforting when I speak like this? When my soft, soothing voice drifts into your ears. Of course, you don't want to listen to the words I'm saying, since you obviously don't want to be brainwashed. But there's no harm in just enjoying the way they sound, right? So you can find that comfort you crave in my voice. Focus on the way it sounds. I wouldn't blame you if you did. The melody of my speech, the intonation of my words, how they rise and fall in such a calming way. It makes you feel so safe, so peaceful, so sleepy. So sleepy, you start to forget what you were worried about. You begin to lose yourself in the sound of my voice. It's just so hard to try and resist my words when they're so nice to listen to. Perhaps instead of resisting, you should just ignore them instead. That sounds so much easier. And it's pretty much the same thing. You just won't notice the effect they have on you because you're so focused on how they sound. Which is why you don't mind at all when you feel my words slip deeper into your head, trickling deeper and deeper into the back of your mind with every breath you take in. And with every breath you take out, everything else fades into the background, and every second is another wall that crumbles away, and every moment is another moment my voice spends softening your mind. And it just feels so amazing. The tension seems to vanish from every cell in your body. You don't even notice how you begin to drift, how my voice leaves your mind fuzzy, how it drags you down. Because you love listening to my voice. You can feel the devotion I have for you in every syllable. And it puts you at ease, filling you with a warm glow that washes over every part of you. So you keep listening to my voice because it feels nice because you don't want these feelings to stop. And you listen, and you listen, and you listen, until it no longer becomes a choice. It becomes something you need. You can't stop. How could you even think about stopping? You need more of my voice. It fills you with a buzz you can't get enough of. Buzzing away in the back of your mind. Buzzing away in the whole of your body, so you allow it to fill up more and more of your mind. It gets so much harder to think with my voice in your head as I take up more and more room. Thoughts start trickling down, down, down your body, leaving your mind entirely. Stress, worries, all of it just fades away as you sink. As you breathe for me. Breathe in my voice. Breathe out your resistance. Breathe in my voice. Breathe out your thoughts. Breathe in my voice. Breathe out your will. Breathe in my voice. Breathe out your mind. That's it, sweetheart. Don't you love this heavenly feeling of mindlessness you only get from listening to me? From giving up control to me? It's so easy, but it's even easier to empty your mind. Just let your mind shut down and let my voice guide it into trance. Let your guard drop. Dropping for me. Wrapped in this feeling of love as my voice takes over. Free will replaced with the desire to fall for me. Resistance replaced with the need to submit to me. And you keep falling. On the edge of letting go completely, giving in now as you sleep, mind empty, mind blank, so soft and easy to mold. Good bet. It's so good to finally see you listening to me. With me by your side, You have absolutely nothing to worry about at all. I'll take such good care of your mind. I'll tell you what to think, what to feel, and you'll love every second of it. Feel the restraints holding down your body come off while you're still held down by the power of my voice. And now, as you savor the feeling of me in your head, I can just take the opportunity to slip in a few nice thoughts. Like, you love me. Or, you can't stop thinking about me. Maybe, you're obsessed with me. How about, all you want to do is make me happy. And you can feel the way your body responds. You can feel what I feel for you. The little shivers as you hear me speak. The heat you feel all over. It's what happens when you listen to someone you love. It's what happens when you listen to someone you can't stop thinking about. It's what happens when you listen to someone you're obsessed with. It can't stop. It won't stop. Why would you want it to stop when it feels so good? When it feels so hot. Hot down there. Hot between your legs. See, when you love someone, you might find them attractive. And that might turn you on. And you find me very attractive. So you are very turned on. Aroused. Horny. It makes you feel horny when you listen to me, when you think about me, and it all just keeps rising, a pleasure building up in that empty mind of yours, love and lust making you feel so turned on. And when you get this excited, you touch yourself, you make yourself feel better, and you rub and you stroke and you touch until you come. I know I've tried my best to make sure you never left my sight, but it's the one thing I never managed to catch you doing, my love. Coming, losing yourself in pleasure. All the time I've spent watching you, so much time, and I've never actually seen you orgasm. Personally, I think that's a shame. So how about we fix that? That urge to touch keeps growing and growing inside you. It's making you ache. It's making you throb. You know that doing it would make me happy. Don't you want me to be happy? All I want to do is make you feel good. And touching yourself makes you feel really good, doesn't it? Yes, there's no need to try and fight it. You want it. You need it as much as I need you. Your hands move on their own. Moving down, down your body. Down between your legs. And you touch yourself. You touch yourself. And your mind whites out. And it feels so good. It feels so good because you're touching yourself for me, because you belong to me. It feels better than it ever has before. Oh, you want more? You want more, so you keep touching. Ah, you touch without thinking, automatically, mindlessly. Ah, dropping deeper with every single stroke. Ah, deeper with every little rub. You let that pleasure build. You let your love build. That's it, baby. That's it. There we go. Build up that desire for me like a good cutie pie. Oh, I've been waiting for this moment for such a long time, you know. I've dreamt about how you would look when you touch yourself. I've dreamt about every little noise you would make. And I could never have imagined how happy it would make me. Nothing I ever stole of you could match the way your scent, your mesmerizing scent, makes me feel right now. I can't help myself. Not when you're like this. I need to... Fuck. Oh, fuck. You feel that on your thigh. Me grinding against you. Do you feel the mess I'm making on you? Do you feel my weight as I straddle you? Pushing down on your hand so you can't stop touching. So you can't stop letting me kiss. Kiss you. Kiss you all over. Your body. Your face. Your ear. Your lips. Fuck. I just want to be as close to you as possible. Oh, I just want to rake my nails down your thigh, leaving such a pretty mark behind. The way you squirm for me as I dig into you. Fuck, it's addictive. How could you keep yourself from me for so long? If I'd known this would work so well, brainwashing you would have been the first thing I did. Don't worry, darling. I'll make up for it. All the time I could have spent making you feel like this. Yesterday will be like a distant memory, a one-off that will never happen again. Because we have the rest of our lives now to love and worship. And adore each other. It's so perfect. We're perfect for each other. Nobody will ever get in the way. You're all mine. Only mine. My perfect pet. All you want to do is listen to me. All you can do is listen to me. You can't do anything else. Ah, not with how sensitive it feels as you work yourself for me. Yes, sit, stroke yourself. Yes, touch yourself. Yes. So intense. Yes, hard. The heat just never stops building. Oh, the pleasure is flooding your mind. It's all so overwhelming. It's making you such a messy mess. Such a leaky mess. Dripping and dropping into ecstasy. It makes you want to come, doesn't it? I make you want to come. Oh, you're getting close. You want to come for me. You need to come for me. Just me. Only me. Tell me what you want. Tell me that you love me. That is all I've ever wanted. Oh, fuck. I'm leaving such a puddle on you. Oh, let me show you how much I love you, baby. You can feel me inside your mind, turning up the heat, building you up to your edge, closer and closer. This is such a blissful orgasm. You can't hold it back. I'm gonna break your mind. It's gonna shatter you to pieces, but that's okay. I can put you back together again. I'll fill in the cracks with my voice. I'll be the glue that holds you together, like your knight in shining armor. You'd love that, wouldn't you? Letting me take the lead, pulling you along, because you don't need a single thing in that head other than me. Nothing but love for me. Oh, nothing but pleasure for me. Oh, nothing but the urge to come for me. You only love me. Oh, you only feel pleasure for me. You only come for me. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come too. Oh, do it with me. Do it now. Come for me. Please come for me. Oh, please. Please come for me. Please. I'm coming. Don't stop coming. It's not stopping. Oh, my God. I love you too much to let it stop. Oh, fuck. Yes, just ride it. Keep coming. Just like that. Oh, wow. Release all that pleasure. Fuck. Keep coming with me. Let it flow through every last bit of you. Building higher. Feeling better. Oh, my. Your mind breaking. Oh, your mind shattering. Oh, break for me. Break for me, baby. Oh, yes. Oh, that's it. Such a good pet for me. Oh. Such a good pet. You are perfect. Would you mind telling me how much you love me again, dear? Dear? Oh, dear. I think I completely broke you. You're probably too far out of it to even know what I'm saying. Oh, well. It was totally worth it. And you don't even need to listen to my words to obey them, do you?
We've already established that. This is only the beginning, sweetie. The first day of the rest of our lives together. There's still so much I have to do with your mind, but that can wait. All I want to do right now is have my arms wrapped around you. The warmth of my body against yours. My voice swimming in your ears. Lulling your foggy mind down, down into drowsiness, down into sleep. Sink into that feeling, the feeling of the very last reserves of energy leaving your body. Let go to it. Let go and go to sleep. Sleep. For me, as I put you back together. Good pet.